Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
I want to talk to you today about the subject of nothing. How many of y'all have ever heard a woman tell you, and when you say something wrong, and they say nothing? Anybody ever heard of that? How many of y'all know that's really bad? You ask a guy what's wrong or what is he thinking about, and he says nothing. It really is true. Guys, sometimes you just sit in front of a TV and think about nothing. So today we're going to talk about nothing. I've heard this statement said that when you're down to nothing, God's up to something. I've heard the Bible say that nothing is impossible to the believer. And so, you know, I just want to talk to you today about the power of talking to God about stuff that you would consider to be nothing. Or maybe God has nothing to do with this situation, or, our confidence is down in prayer. I want to build your confidence up to realize if you are down to nothing, it looks like there's no way this relationship is going to work. Where there's nothing left. There's nothing left in the business. God is up to something, and so you need boldness in prayer. I think the best way to get started is my daughter. She was the one up here with the black pants with the stripe on the side, and I bought those pants, and I didn't even know that I bought those pants. Come on, somebody help me right now. Because she has access to my debit card. Okay, so her mom comes to me oftentimes and says, you need to talk to your daughter. It's never my daughter, unless she's doing something good. You need to talk to your daughter because she's spending too much money. And I don't pay the bills. I've taught Nicole how to do it. I had her read my book, Solving Your Money Problems, and then I stepped out. And so I don't look at it, but then she comes and says, you need to talk to your daughter. So I went to Ashton and I said, hey, your mom said you're spending too much money. Come on, somebody help me right now, okay? So again, your mom, it's her. But she does not have an inferiority complex when it comes to using her father's money. I'm here to tell you today that God loves you big time, and he's not looking at you and trying to get you. And oftentimes, many religions teach you that. You can't talk to God unless you talk to the pastor, to the priest. God has given you direct access to the Father through the blood of Jesus. Somebody ought to get excited about this. So now he wants you to have confidence. So Ashton, sometimes she's a teenager and she's incredible, but the fact is, I remember when I was a teenager, remember when you were 15? Some of you are so old, you don't. Let me remind you, you left every light in the house on. Come on, somebody. You didn't clean your room. There's all kinds of mess everywhere. And I don't go, Ashton, no, you're not getting that. You don't deserve that. She doesn't get it because she's good. She gets it because she's my daughter. My blood is in her veins. In fact, sometimes other people get jealous. And if you got a teenage daughter and you're a guy, you know all about this. My buddy Mike LaCarico told me, he said, there's going to be a time when Ashton's a teenager and Nicole will be jealous of her because she's going to hold your hand. She's going to want to sit next to you. And so it happened. I remember the day that it happened. It happens now all the time. Nicole, your pastor, gets jealous. Why are you holding her hand? I can't believe that. Why are you buying that? Jealous of her own daughter. I'll be like, hey, she's going to have daddy issues if I don't pour all this love into her. So now I figured it out. I put one on the right, one on the left. I pat them both and say, I'm patting the one I love. The point is that she's my daughter, not because she's good. She's my daughter because of this blood. I'm here to tell you that Jesus gave his blood so you could have access to your father, and he has no shortage. Somebody ought to help me. Come on, Earth City. I know you're listening right now. Everybody shout amen. Amen. So how do we do this? We get access to the Father through prayer. Now, the disciples, you would think after they saw the water into the wine, blind Bartimaeus, the man with the withered hand, the woman with the issue of blood, you would think that they would say, teach us to do miracles. But instead, in Luke 11, verse 1, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, Lord, teach us how to build the business. Teach us how to do miracles. Teach us how to have a better marriage. They said, no, we obviously see that Jesus, teach us to pray like you're praying. Because what Jesus did not do is pray prayers like this. Oh, Father, if it's your will, I don't know what is your will. But God, I know I'm not good. I know I'm bad. I just screw it. I just probably don't even need to ask for anything. I'm down here with all these dirty people and dirty world. Oh, no. He knew who he was. And so he asked in faith. And so prayer, sometimes people have like recital prayers, and I'm not against that, but bad ritualistic prayers are bad, like this one here. Don't teach your kids this. Now I lay me down to sleep. This is going to sound like a Michael Jackson Thriller video. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the, what does it say? Okay, that's scary. You tell the little kid. Now I lay me down to sleep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul today. Good night, Chucky. We all know that's going to scare the crap out of that kid. Somebody help me right now. Okay? So no, that's not the way you pray. You pray, God, I know that you said you'd give your beloved sweet sleep and no weapon formed against us will prosper. God, I decree and declare that's a hedge of protection around our home, a hedge of protection around my baby girl. No weapon formed against even our neighborhood, even our state right now. I declare the blood. I decree the blood. God, give me dreams and visions in the night season. Speak to me, Lord. That's the way you go to sleep, not, yeah. Come on, our city. Somebody say amen up in here.
Amen.
Now, teach us to pray. So you pray in faith. But if your confidence is gone because you know you're bad, how many of y'all know you're bad? Not, you're like, oh, I know I'm bad. I don't want to ask God for that. After all, he knows when I'm sleeping. He knows when I'm awake. He knows if I've been good or bad. So be good, for goodness sake. That's not the Bible. That's the Santa Claus tune, okay? So that's not God. God said he does not charge now the sins that we have done against us when we go to the Father in prayer. So we admit it, quit it, forget it. So we sin, and we're going to sin. And when you sin, you go to the Father, and you say, Father, I thank you that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our first sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. You don't have to say it exactly like that. God, I messed up. Forgive me. But I'm going to ask in faith. Ashton's not like, Dad, I did bad. I messed up. She's learning to drive. We fight for shotgun, me and Nicole. Shotgun's not the front seat. It's the back seat. Come on, somebody. You know there's more protection back there. Come on, there's airbags. It's got to go through them to get to you. But mostly it's because there's correction to Ashton. So she's trying to figure out, does yellow mean hurry up? Or does it mean stop? So she, I'm embarrassing her. She's so good. Trust me. It sucks being a preacher's kid. Let me just tell you. Whatever you do, it gets on stage. So she's the other day, she's going through somewhere, she sees it, and she's kind of, what do I do? What do I do? And so then it turns red, and she's in the middle of a huge intersection, and she, ah! And her mom's like, no, no! I'm like, my God, we're going to die, go! She's like, I hate driving with you guys. I do so much better when I'm alone. You're driving by yourself? Okay, here's the point. I don't go, forget it. Look at you. You're a horrible driver. No, I just know she's driving like those other people. Come on, somebody. Anybody in here, you're a superior driver? Raise your hand. Come on, all campuses right now. Weldon, Earth City. Well, have you ever seen other people? You're like, that guy's going to kill somebody. Look at him flying. He's flying like a maniac. But when you do it, you're like, I got this. Right? Okay, so she's got this. So she does not try to figure out, man, do I get access to the debit card? No, I have confidence. Through prayer. Now, Acts 6, verse 4 says this. It says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer in the ministry of the word. We will give ourselves continually to prayer. The Bible says to pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. James 4, 2 says, yet have not because you ask not. In other words, ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and he will give it to you. There's another scripture in the Bible, and I think I emailed it to you guys on the way here. It's a great scripture that I thought of in John 16, 23. It says, in that day, you will no longer ask me anything. One translation says, nothing. We're talking about nothing today. Verily, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. The New Living Translation. At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I'll tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly, and he will grant you the request because you use my name. Names give you access. Names give you authority. You need to be a name dropper. Oprah taught me that. I don't know Oprah, but I was dropping a name. But names give you access. In fact, Ashton, again, it's Ashton Day. God love her. She was in New York with some of the team. They were at a Hillsong conference. And I was somewhere else in the world. And she said, I hate going to conferences without you. There's 10,000 people here, and I don't have any access. I'm seated with the regular people. I'm way in the back. He said, if you were here, Dad, I would be up at the front, escorted in the green room. I need my dad. Not because she loves me, but because my name gives her access. So then she was texting me. I said, who do you see up in the front that I know? She's like, everyone. Who do you want to talk to? So her mom's with me. She says she needs to learn to live like the other people. Come on, somebody. She needs to sit where other people sit. She needs to understand what it feels like. And I said, no, she doesn't. She has access, and she needs to be up closer so she hears more. She receives more. Who is this? She said, Dave Martin's here. So I know Dave Martin's little 13-year-old boy is in love with her. Come on, somebody. I said, hey, Dave, Ashton's in New York. I'm in wherever in the world, and I'm just here to tell you that I can bless your son right now. Is there a seat near you? He said, I will move somebody. 5 minutes later, Ashton says, problem solved, and then Dave sent me a picture, and here he is. Here's Ashton in all her beauty, 15. Here's this little guy, 13, and he looked like Justin Bieber, and he's like, I will praise you. Oh, Lord, I will praise you. Yeah, he got one eye open. Come on, somebody else. And so now he got blessed. My daughter got blessed. Why? Because she asked. You have not because you asked. She asked the Father. I made one text. Now she's in the back room. And now people are asking about where your daddy. It's as simple as that. Wish I had a dad like that. You do. You have a father that knows everybody. You talk about name dropping. At the name of Jesus, Joe, every name, somebody ought to save. I hope you're acting better at the other campuses right now. I'm telling you, Earth City, what the Bible said that at that name, the name of Jesus, every name shall bow. Cancer got to bow. The Ayatollah got to bow. Measles got to bow. The mumps got to bow. Depression has to bow. Disease has to bow. Financial problems has to bow. Somebody ought to shout amen. Drop your dad's name on it with confidence. Believe you receive when you pray. Sorry about that. This woman on the second row has gotten baptized. Be blessed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the Santo. Ask the Father. Everybody shout, ask the Father.
Ask the Father.
Mark 11, 24. One more time. I want to hear Earth City and all the campuses. Come on, well, then. Say, ask the Father.
Ask the Father.
Mark 11, 24. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for. I'm talking about a parking spot. Whatever. I want them to stop bugging me. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe. I got it in the Amplified. Trust, be confident, not condemned, confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. Believe. Believing is a part of prayer that many times people, I can't believe this. This is hard for me to believe. You received Jesus, so now you're a believer. Who's ever heard of an unbelieving believer? That's ridiculous. You are a believer. And if you believe, you receive. How do you believe? Faith comes by hearing. The more you hear it, the more you receive it. So that's why I advise you don't watch movies that like people are dying of cancer. You're watching it for 2 hours. This is what it feels like to die of cancer. Here's what happens. Now it's just kind of romantic at the end. We're all going to die together in the bed, hold each other's hand. It's just so romantic. Don't. I'll pick my family up and say, you ain't watching that. Because you'll get gas from eating White Castle. You'll be like, my God, I'm going to die. Come on, get him. I'm going to die. I'm about to die. Come on, somebody. Have you ever got a diagnosis without going to the doctor? Because your mind wasn't renewed. So you rebuke the devil and say, the Bible said, with long life he will satisfy me. He will satisfy. Psalms 107:20 says he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all my transgressions. I just decree and declare today that I'm going to live so long that my friends in heaven think I went to hell. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're good and your mercy endures forever. I'm blessed. I'm anointed. I'm quite. Somebody ought to help me today up in here. Come on. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise him like he ought to praise him. I'm telling you, he's a big God. You got access to his name. You get what you want. You have not because you ask not. So you believe confidently and expecting. Now, most people can't believe it when it happens. I'm going to do videos in reverse for a minute. The second video that I was going to play the first one with the bull. But let's go to the video where two guys, I'm going to explain it to you. I was in Cuba preaching all week. And in Cuba, you make $20 a month if you're a doctor. If you're an engineer, in fact, I was with a doctor, an engineer, and a lawyer, and I asked him this week because I worked with him last year. I said, is that true? Said, yeah, no matter what. Now, your education's free and your health care is free. The problem is when you get examined by the doctor over there in that communist country, there's no medicine. So, but and you get your food, you get an allotment of eggs and cheese, and when you're out, okay? And they're out a lot. So it's sheer poverty. So you make 20 bucks a month. Now, to put it in perspective, you might be thinking, well, I bet things are cheaper over there. So when I go to eat, it's the same price as Miami. So we have the American restaurants, which the Cubans aren't allowed to go in because they don't even want to expose them to that. But I after we preached everywhere, Ashton again, we're walking down the street, me and her holding her hands. Her mom is behind us. Come on, somebody help me right now. She says, Dad, I hear music. I hear worship music. They're saying this. She speaks Spanish. It's Iglesia. So we go in, we peer inside, the door's open, and there's these people singing their hearts out, worshiping God. No band, they're just worshiping God. So they see us, they know we're Americans, they look at us, and Ashton starts explaining, this is my dad, this is my mom, we're preachers from America. She wrote a book called, what do you call it? Adios Amigos, whatever it is. See, I don't even try, right? Gloria Adios, I don't know. So she explains in Spanish, oh yes, she said, you come back with us, we will give you some of the books. So they came. So they come back to the hotel. We got a few of them. I tell the guys, tomorrow, come back here at 8:30, and I will have our drivers go to the warehouse because we printed, we didn't, you did. You bought 5,000 books, $1 a piece, put them in a locker over there, and they will bring it to us. So the next morning, I wake up yesterday morning in Cuba, and I go down to breakfast at 8:30. They had been there since 6 because they didn't want to miss the opportunity. Came to get the word. They were hungry for the word. They didn't know it, but I had went and exchanged a year's salary, or no, 5 years salary for them. 5 years. So, and by the way, that wasn't my money. That was your money. So you went and you paid them 5 years. So just picture you're getting 5 years salary today, okay? That's $20 a month. So watch the look. These are two preachers. Watch the look on their face. They hadn't heard the word. They didn't know what you know to believe God for money, because this will work in Sudan. This will work in Haiti. This will work in Nairobi. Somebody ought to help me right now. This will work in Earth City. This will work in Weldon Springs. The word will work anywhere. Jesus has to be taught, though, because faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I know this is a lot to assimilate for new believers, but trust me, you'll get this the more you hear it. So just watch their face as you give them this money.
Creerlo y recibirlo. Creerlo y recibirlo.
Look at his face. This is for you.
Ese es para ti.
This is for you.
Eso es para ti.
This is for you.
Eso es para ti. Eso es para ti. Y esto es para ti. Y eso es para ti. He's asking why.
Because
that's the question.
Okay, so tell him that it's because God told Faith Church to come down there and help churches.
Y esto es porque Dios nos dijo a nosotros que viniéramos a Cuba, a bendecir las iglesias.
And
y ustedes son parte de la iglesia.
We believe that this is the start of God's goodness in their life.
Y nosotros creemos que este es el principio de las bendiciones de Dios para en sus vidas.
Ask them what they think. What's going through their mind right now?
¿Qué es lo que estás pensando ahora mismo?
No entiendo.
He said, I don't understand this. I don't understand.
No, that's yours. That's yours. You're not taking that money. That's yours. They thought I was taking the money back. That's yours.
He thought that there was just footage.
Hide it. Put it in your pocket. Huh? Nobody's going to believe you? Nobody's going to believe you?
Okay.
It's tuyo.
He's dead on the lever.
You're the man. Wow, that was fun, huh?
Woo!
Let's go do some more ministry. We got a whole lot more preaching to do. We're gonna preach with this guy. Say hello to them.
Hello. Bless you.
My interpreter here. Great pastor. Of course, we bless him. We're gonna bless him like you can't believe too. Yeah. We got to do more stuff to help more people, right? Let's go.
Come on, give it up, Faith Church. You did that. Our city, Weldon Online, you did it. So what I love, though, was the look on their face. They were just praising God. Ashton heard the praise. God moves with 5 years of financial increase. I loved it. You guys laughed when they hit it in the pocket. Like, man, I ain't letting nobody see me 5 years of money. You have 5 years of salary. How many of y'all know you hide it? So now, though, the look on his face is what I want to retrain his brain about. So they're in our world now. We got their emails. Pastor Omar, as you heard interpreting there, he will pastor them. So I want them to start praying in Cuba and change their our project now. We're going to add those to the list of the other preachers that we're working with, and we're going to teach them to believe the prayer of faith works. And you can see it in their mind. They're just, I can't believe this. I want you to believe and expect God's about to do something big in my life. I know he is. The check's in the mail. I'm about to get a breakthrough. Come on, somebody ought to help me. I am excited for what the Lord's going to do for me. Now, Mark 11:24 says, "For this reason I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe and trust in and be confident, it'll be granted unto you." Now, we got that down. Now, let's go to Philippians 4:6. It says, be careful for, what are we talking about today? Be careful for what? What are we talking about today?
Nothing.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known. I want you to note that. Prayer, step one. Supplication, step two. Thanksgiving, three. Prayer is, ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he'll give it to you. Supplication is what me and Ashton do. We're supplicating. We're hanging out. She's talking to the Father. Access granted. So prayer, now supplication, it means you come to church, you worship God. See, a lot of people come for the word and they get information, but they don't get revelation because they don't do the first part, which is coming to church on time, which is worshiping God. That's the part that God gets. The only thing he gets is what you give him, and the only thing you got to give him, you ain't got nothing to give him other than your prayer and praise. So when you come in and you praise God with your whole heart, that's what fills his love tank, okay? I'm not just trying to get you to come to church on time. I'm just telling you that you're not balanced, and you get information but not revelation. So now we say, okay, do everything through prayer and then supplication. Now here's the last part, with thanksgiving. So you're thankful. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So we haven't physically seen anything yet, but we believe, we receive when we pray. So now we pray it, and then we think, God, I thank you that it's going to happen. Well, my elbow still hurts. My elbow, no, we're not denying that the elbow still hurts. We're just saying right now, I'm speaking life to this elbow. Even when you take medicine or medication or get a surgery, God, I thank you that you're going to lead and guide the surgeons in the name of Jesus. This is going to be the smoothest surgeon in the world. Because surgeons come to our church. It's great, but they get bad days. How many of y'all don't want a surgeon that's like, man, I'm foggy today? Come on, somebody. Have you ever seen that, like on 2020, like you'll do an x-ray and they're like, I don't feel right. There's like a wrench inside the guy. Anybody ever seen something like that? Oh, crap, I forgot and left a wrench in there. How many of y'all don't want that? You're like, just leave it in. All the metal detectors, back, back, back. It's a wrench. Foggy day, didn't pray. Healthcare system in America, not so good. Went with the cheapest bid. Come on, somebody. Always go for the best doctor, too, by the way. I love those coupons you get in the mail. It's like, half off, LASIK. No! No! Everybody shout, no!
No!
I'm like, pray for me, Pastor. I got a 50% off of my LASIK. I can't see out of my other eye. Okay. Supplication, okay? Every prayer, supplication and thanksgiving. So that means be thankful when you don't see it. So when I was a little boy, we lived in a travel trailer about the length of this here, or city, about the length of that there. Well, then about the length of your stage. And we didn't have any money, living poor, below the poverty line. But my dad was praying, and he was learning what I'm teaching you now, and he was teaching me then as a little boy, because we supplicated all the time, because you couldn't help but supplicate when you were in a 20-foot motorhome. So now I'm hearing the teaching that he's hearing. He's telling me we don't have health insurance, but we got blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. That's the kind we got. So that means you better trust Jesus because you ain't got no insurance. So my dad's believing God. We're in there, and I say, Dad, I want a bike. He's thinking, I got to provide a bike. He's my dad. But he said, what kind of bike you want? I said, I want an orange bike, banana seat, high handlebars, chrome fenders. That's what I want. He's thinking, I could never afford that bike. We go to the next town. He has $10, which, again, some days he would work for a week for these churches, and they would give him $20. So we'd have no money. Days, 2 or 3 days sometimes, we did not eat, for real. He would pray over the food we were eating, and we would pray over food we did not have, and we would pretend we were eating it. Tears running down my dad's face while he prayed over bologna. I was thinking, screw this, if we're faking, let's eat steak. Come on, somebody, what do we eat bologna if we pretended? Somebody ought to say, we got to change the way this cat thinks. So now, he says, what kind of bike? And then he says, pray. So I prayed what I'm teaching you to pray as a little boy. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. I asked for this bike. What kind of bike you want, son? And I went through it. Detail. So we go to the next town. My dad's driving past, and he sees some people that were selling bikes in their front yard. They used to do this in the day. They'd take a bunch of junk bikes and put a bike together. It said $10. My dad had $10. He's excited. He takes the tow car with the tow bar off of the little motorhome. He sneaks away. He buys it. He brings it back to me, and he says, David, I got your bike. I've got your bike. I know it's out there. I'm excited. I walk outside. It's a green rusty bike. It has a banana seat, but it's ripped, and the foam's coming up out of the back of it. I said, that's not my bike. He said, that is your bike. I said, that's not my bike. He said, that's your bike. I said, it's not my bike. He said, boy, that is your bike. Swear to God. I mean, all of a sudden, I become compliant, okay? That's my bike. So he puts it on the front of the motor, the little car, and we start driving to the park so he can teach me to ride it. The tow bar falls down. The bike falls out. He rolls over the bike. Now, he's trying to fix the bike. Now, I'm trying to learn to ride a bike like this. It's a miserable mess. He's mad. I'm mad. God's laughing. We get to the next town. My dad's not told anybody. We get there. There's a knock at the motorhome door. God is my witness. And a guy comes and says, can you go down to my house? I live just a block away. I have something I want to give you. So we went. I'm following my dad. We're supplicating. Walk up this two-family flat, means there's rental on the bottom and a rental on the top. We get to the top floor. He says, my dad owned the local Western Auto. He's a businessman. He taught me to buy this place, and I rent this part, and I live at this part. They pay my rent. He's explaining this, but he said, we sold everything, but there was one thing they could never sell, and I felt like that I wanted to give it to your son. He opens up the door, and out rolls an orange bike with the banana seats, high handlebars, chrome fender. I said, that's my bike. That's my bike. So he was wondering how we can't sell this bike. Why can't we sell this bike? Because I had petitioned my Father who is in heaven. He granted access. He blocked the bike. Somebody ought to help me right now. For an appointed, I thought you'd be more excited about this. Because you can look at your life and say, that's not my bike. That's not my marriage. That's not my money. That's not my health. You come in line with the word of God. I believe, I receive, and I am thankful for it, Lord. I praise you for it, Lord. Woo. Come on, I'll give you 10 seconds to praise him right now. 9, 8, 7, 6. How you just did? Come on, come on. Now, here's the deal. Let me see them. They're standing here, and I'm sure our city, you're all standing going buck wild. Weldon's going crazy. I can just see it in my mind. People running, jumping. It's my imagination. A lot of people fail to be thankful. Now, what was I doing? I was learning to lift more. Now the ministry, and I hate using this number because it staggers people, but if you just think about the parking lots, think about the ACs, think about everything it takes, think about all the stuff it takes to be on television and give away the DVDs. It takes $250,000 every 7 days. That's a lot of money. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. Oh, God, what am I going to do? No, I learned as a little boy, I believe that God gave me the orange bike. And the same God that gave me the orange bike, God, you can bring me off of this little two-lane road in Fenton. And God, you can give me Earth City. And God gave us Earth City. Then he gave us Weldon. Then he gave us Florida. Then he gave us Ferguson. Then he gave us Royal Palm. And then our reach got bigger from a homeschooler living in a trailer. You're more educated than me. You're better looking than me. Don't cue my music. I cue you. And then if we were, I was at pitch. Ha, ha! Give it up. The guys tried. Come on, somebody. Now, be aggressive. Be passionate in prayer. Not, oh, now I lay me down to sleep. You never know what God's going to do. That's offensive. What if my daughter said, you never know if my dad's going to show up or not. He's in and out of my life. Never know. That would mess with her mojo. She has a good representation of God because my dad was good. And then I make her get up in the morning and say, he's a good, good father. Not really. That was a joke. It's who you are. You have a good father. So maybe you didn't have a good earthly father. And you're skewed a little, thinking, ah, you never know. No, no, no. This God never looks at you and say, you always, never, you're just like. No, he says, I sent Jesus to die on the cross for you so that you could have an abundant life. So so that you could have Ephesians 3:20 exceedingly, abundantly, above. Somebody ought to help me. You can ask or imagine. But as I close, I want to show you one more video because your mind is brilliant. Look at your neighbor and say, you have a brilliant mind. Look back at him and say, you don't have a dirty mind in Jesus' name. No, you know it's supposed to do that. I was kidding. No. But watch this guy who has nothing, how ingenious he got. Check this out.
All right, Faith Church, you don't know it, but I'm actually riding bulls right now. This is a phenomenon. You don't see this much. The guy didn't have any horses, so he had to train what he had, which was, some people would say, nothing, and he made nothing something. Is that crazy? My friend here, I actually stopped because me and Nicole just finished preaching about 2 hours north of Havana, giving away 5,000 books.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And so these guys have no shoes, as you can see. And there he is, my friend. But guess what? He's an inventor. He made something happen. So don't tell me you can't. I have nothing. You have something, because a little bit in God's hands is a whole lot.
Come on, give it up for that guy who is a genius. Now, as I close, check this out. Turn me up. Think of this. You don't have a horse, but you got two bulls. No bull. Come on, somebody ought to say amen to this. I got an idea. I'm going to go out there and drill holes in the nostrils of the bull. You kidding me? And I'm going to put this ring through him. And I'm going to teach him to pull a wagon. Then I'm going to get two old tires and put them together, make my own wagon, because necessity is the mother of invention. You will find a way to do the thing that you meditate about. You will fall in line when your mind falls in line. Because not only is your mind brilliant, and I love Tony Robbins and all the guys, they all live in Palm Beach. I'm friends with Tony. Dinner with Tony and his wife. Great. Don't like it that he drops the F-bomb, but a lot of my friends do. I drop the F-bomb. It's called forgiveness. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. But these guys talk about personal power, and I believe in personal power. I believe that your mind is incredible. I believe that your life goes where your mind goes. But I do believe that we have supernatural ability, because not only do we have that mind of Christ, we also have the supernatural gift of God on the inside of us. And I'm just telling you today to ask something big, pray for something big, and then be thankful and grateful. Somebody ought to shout to this, because God wants to do big things in your life. So pray big, bold prayers. Shout, I'm out of debt. My needs are met. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Everything my hand touches turns to good. You're like, why are you so excited? I'm excited. Some people are like, I don't know why my wife doesn't love me. I kiss her. You love me? I told you I loved you. We got married. No, you got to grab a girl by the head every once in a while and go, I love you. Who's your daddy? Come on, somebody else. Who do you love? I never. Well, either you're ugly or you're stupid. Come on, somebody ought to say amen to this. So a woman needs to be kissed. As I go, I heard about people having marital problems, so they went to a counselor. And after 30 minutes of hearing the woman and the man gripe, psychiatrist got up and he looked at the man and said, here's what she needs. Stand up. Grabs her by the hair of the head and kisses her passionately. Said, she needs this on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He said, good, I'll bring her back. All right, I got to go. I'll see you guys later.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.